Hi, this is Tyler Spivey and I would like to discuss the global hotkeys in Winamp. What these allow you to do is control the player from another application, such as Word, without having to open it up every time you want to change the track. So, in order to do this, we need to open up Winamp, which I already have open.
Winamp 5.12.
And open the preferences with a Control-P.
Winamp Preferences Dialog, 313 View, Global Hotkeys, 6 of 11.
And then press G until it says Global Hotkeys, which I'm already on. The way this works is that you define a hotkey in Winamp. It will be available in any application. That's what the global part of this means. In order to enable this, there's a checkbox that we tab to.
Close button. Global hotkeys enabled. Checkbox checked. Alt plus E.
It says enabled. It's checked. If we tab again, we're going to get to a list view of all the hotkeys that are currently assigned. So I'm going to tab around the dialog and explain to you what all of these controls do.
Global hotkeys list view not selected.
Okay, that's the list of hotkeys. So for example, you can scroll up and down it and see the currently assigned hotkeys. And under JAWS, it reads great. Okay, we tab again.
Global hotkeys action combo box, Alt plus T.
That's the action. So if you're adding a new hotkey or changing an existing one, that's what the hotkey is going to do. There's something like
General colon copy file path.
Gee, I can't tell how many are in here, but
General colon copy file path 1 of 47.
Oh. Okay, we have 47 actions that can be performed. And take note, I'm using a slightly older version. So I'm using Winamp version 5.12. So it's probably expanded in the later versions. Now we tab.
Global hotkeys, hotkey edit, Alt plus H.
This is the field where you'll enter the hotkey. So, for example, Alt Windows key J.
Global hotkeys add button, Alt plus A.
That adds a new hotkey that you have selected an action for and set a hotkey.
Global hotkeys restore defaults button, Alt plus D.
And that restores the defaults. There's a set button and a remove button also available, but since I'm not actually focused on a hotkey in the list, they don't seem to be appearing. So what I do, I'm going to take you through creating a custom set of hotkeys. So I'll shift tab to the list of hotkeys.
Global hotkeys list view not selected. Playback colon next and playlist hotkey colon next track 15 of 15.
Now I want to remove these 15 hotkeys because I don't like any of them. So a shortcut to this, we can hit the space bar.
Playback colon.
And then we can hit Alt R. The space bar selects the hotkey. The Alt R will remove it. So we keep on doing that until they're all gone.
Not selected playback.
Okay, I've hit Alt R. I'm just pressing Alt R and space. And they appear to be removed.
Global hotkeys list view, 0 items.
Yep, they're gone. Now, I'm not going to create all these hotkeys. I'm just going to create a few. Let's make the most important ones the play, the pause, and the stop. So I like them to be on Windows key, Alt, M, comma, and period. So what we need to do, we need to go to the action combo box.
Global hotkeys action combo box, Alt plus T.
Which has a shortcut of Alt T. Then we need to go down to playback play. So let's press P.
Playback colon end of list. Playback colon forward. Playback colon jump the box. Playback colon next and playback, open, playback, pause, playback, play.
Okay, there's playback play. So now we need to tab to the hotkey field.
Global hotkeys, hotkey edit, Alt plus H.
And the Alt plus H is JAWS saying the shortcut for that field, which is useful to know. Now I'll press Alt, Windows key, M. And it beeped for some reason, but I'll do a read line.
Hotkey edit, Win key plus Alt plus M.
Win key Alt M, that's fine. Now I'm going to tab to the Add button. Pressing Alt A isn't going to work because it'll set the hotkey to Alt A.
Global hotkeys Add button, Alt plus A.
Now I've activated the Add button. Shift tab back to the list.
Global hotkeys list view playback colon play hotkey colon Win key plus Alt plus M, 1 of 1.
And we now have our shiny new play hotkey. So I'll show you how to do the same thing for stop and pause. And then we can test them out. So I'll tab to the action combo box.
Global hotkeys action combo box. Playback colon play 13 of 47. Alt plus T.
And since there's a hotkey selected in the list, the play action is still selected. So I'll go up to the pause action, because we passed it on the way to get here.
Playback colon pause.
Now I'll tab to the hotkey field.
Global hotkeys, hotkey edit, Win key plus Alt plus M, Alt plus H.
Change it to Windows key Alt comma. Tab again, because I know it's set right.
Global hotkeys add button, Alt plus A.
Press the add button, and it's added. I'll do the same thing for stop.
Global hotkeys list view playback colon pause, hotkey colon Win key plus Alt plus, 2 of 2. Global playback colon play slash pause. Playback colon previous and playback colon repeat. Playback colon repeat. Playback colon rewind. Playback colon start of list. Playback colon stop. Global hotkeys hotkey edit. Win key plus Alt plus. Alt plus H.
Alt Windows key. Period. And tab the add button. And press it.
Global hotkeys add button. Alt plus A.
And it's done. I'm going to now show you how to redefine an existing hotkey. Let's say I wanted to change the play key.
Global hotkeys list view playback.
I shift tabbed into the list. Now I'm going to go up to the key I want to change.
Playback colon play hotkey colon Win key plus Alt plus M, 1 of 3.
And let's say I want Windows key Alt J.
Global hotkeys, hotkey edit, Win key plus Alt plus M.
I tab to the hotkey field, and I'll do Windows Alt J. And now I'll tab, and this time I'll tab to the set button, because that'll set the already existing hotkey, it won't add a new one. You can have multiple keys assigned to one action. For example, if I press the add button.
Global hotkeys add button. Global hotkeys enable check close. Global hotkeys list view playback colon play hotkey colon Win key plus Alt plus J, 4 of 4.
Two play keys, and we don't want that, so
not selected playback.
I just removed it, and then
playback colon play hotkey colon Win key plus Alt plus M.
Let's say I want to
global hotkeys hotkey edit Win key plus Alt plus M
to Windows key Alt J. I pressed it in the hotkey field, tab to set.
Global hotkey set button.
Shift tab to the list, which I don't think has a shortcut.
Global hotkeys action combo. Global hotkeys list view playback colon play hotkey colon Win key plus Alt plus J, 1 of 3.
And it's set. I'll just quickly redefine that.
Global hotkeys hotkey edit. Global hotkeys set button.
And now, since the three hotkeys we're concerned about are defined, I'm going to exit the dialog by tabbing to the close button.
Global hotkeys remove. Global hotkeys restore defaults. 313 view close button. Winamp 5.12.
Now, I will open up a file. For example,
open file left parenthesis. F list view. M3 list view. 06 evanescence farther.
This.
Winamp 5.12.
Okay, I've turned the volume down. Now, I'm gonna get out of Winamp. Or, I'm gonna Alt-Tab away from it.
gold wave dash left bracket untitled one.
Now I'm gonna hit Alt Windows key period. That immediately stopped the track. Alt Windows key M. And Alt Windows key comma to pause it. And Alt Windows key comma again to unpause it. And of course, stop. So, I hope this helped anyone. And if you want to contact me, you can email me at tspivy. That's TSPIVEY at PCDesk. That's PCDesk.net. Or you can call me on Skype at tspivy.